Hare Krishna, Hare The chapter is entitled as The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Kvachid alpam kvachid bhuri.
Kvachid alpam kvachid bhuri.
Kvachid alpam kvachid bhuri.
Kvachid alpam kvachid bhuri.
Bhunjendam svadva svaduva. Kvachit bhuri gunopetam. Kvachit bhuri gunopetam. Gunahina mutakvache. Gunahina mutakvache. Kvachit alpam kvachit bhuri. Bhunjendam svadva svaduva.
Bhunjendam svadva svaduva.
Kvachit bhuri gunopetam.
Kvachit bhuri gunopetam.
Gunahina mutakvache.
Gunahina mutakvache.
Kvachit alpam kvachit bhuri.
Kvachit alpam kvachit bhuri. Sometimes translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes I eat a very small quantity and sometimes a great quantity. Sometimes the food is very palatable and sometimes it is stale. Sometimes prasad is offered with great respect and sometimes food is given neglectfully. Sometimes I eat during the day and sometimes at night. Thus I eat what is easily available. So kvachit sometimes, alpam very little. Kvachit sometimes, bhuri a great quantity. Bhunje I eat, annam food. Swadu palatable. Asvadu stale. Va either. Kvachit sometimes, bhuri great. Guna upetam a nice flavor. gunahinam, without flavor, utar, whether, kvachit, sometimes, shraddaya, respectfully, upahritam, brought by someone, kvapi, sometimes, kadachit, sometimes, manavarjitam, offered without respect, bhangje, I eat, bhuktva, after eating, atha, as such, kasminchit, sometimes, in some place, diva, during the daytime, naktam, or at night time, yatrichaya, as it is available. Text 39.
Shaumam dukola majinam chiram valkalamevava vasenyadapi sampraptam dishtabhuktushtadhiraham.
Shaumam, clothing made of linen. Dukulam, silk or cotton. Ajinam, deer skin. Chiram, loin cloth. Valkalam, bark. Eva, as it is. Va, either. Vase, I put on. Anyat, something else. Api, although. Sampraptam, as available. Dishtabhuk, because of destiny. Tusht, satisfied. Dhihi, mind. Aham, I am. Translation. To cover my body, I use whatever is available, whether it be linen, silk, cotton, bark or deer skin, according to my destiny, and I am fully satisfied and unagitated. Text 40.
Kvachit chaye daropasthe trinaparnashma bhasmasu kvachit prasada pariyanke kashipauva parichaya.
Kvachit, sometimes, shaye, I lie down, dhara upasthe, on the surface of the earth, trina, on grass, parna, leaves, ashma, stone, bhasmasu, on a pile of ashes, kvachit, sometimes, prasada, in palaces, pariyamke, on a first-class bedstead, kashipau, on a pillow, va, either, para of another, ichchaya, by the wish.
Translation.
Sometimes I lie on the surface of the earth, sometimes on leaves, grass or stone, sometimes on a pile of ashes, or sometimes by the will of others, in a plate, in a palace, on a first-class bed with pillows.
Purport.
The learned Brahmana's description indicates different types of births for one lies down according to one's body. Sometimes one takes birth as an animal and sometimes as a king. When he takes birth as an animal, he must lie down on the ground. And when he takes birth as a king or a very rich man, he is allowed to lie in first-class rooms in huge palaces decorated with beds and other furniture. Such facilities are not available, however, at the sweet will of the living entity. Rather, they are available by the supreme will, parikshaya, or by the arrangement of maya, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61.
Ishvarah sarva-bhutanam hriddeshe-rjuna-tishthati bhramayan sarva-bhutani yantra-rodhani-mayaya.
The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity, according to his material desires, receives different types of bodies, which are nothing but machines offered by material nature according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the will of the Supreme, one must take different bodies with different means for lying down.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna. At the very onset of present day's discourse, I would like to submit my most respectfully prostrated obeisances unto the lotus feet of their divine lordships, Sri Sri Radha and Shyamasundara Dev, along with their eternal companions and associates such as Sri Lalita Devi, Sri Vishakha Devi, Sri Ruparati Manjari, etc. And along with them, I would also like to offer my most respectfully prostrated homages unto the lotus feet of their divine lordships, Sri Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Nityananda Prabhu, along with their perpetual entourage, like Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and all the six Goswamis of Sri Dhamma Vrindavan. Finally, I would like to pay my due obeisances and respects unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has very artistically been an adept, has propagated the doctrine of Krishna consciousness, imbued with pure devotional mellows and sentiments throughout this world, throughout the surface of this globe, in this present modern era, in a most unique and fantastic and unprecedented way. Conclusively, I would also like to pay my obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord present herein, and thereby I would now like to commence our context of discussion, the proposed topic of our today's mutual interaction and discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topic of the 7th canto, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is entitled as The Behavior of a Perfect Person. So, as we have been making quite a profound perusal or quite an in-depth study of this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam for preceding many days, and we have already come to know the qualities of those great personalities, the qualities of those great advanced Mahabhagavatas, Uttam Bhagavatas, most exalted devotees of the Lord, who are sometimes also known as Avadhuta Paramahansas, who are beyond the rules and regulations of the Shastra, who have not illegitimately or illegally transgressed the rules and regulations of the Shastras, but because by the performance of their bhakti sadhana, by the performance of their devotional service, by the advancement of their Krishna consciousness, they have automatically been uplifted. They have automatically been uplifted or promoted to the level of Paramahansa Mahabhagavata Avadhuta stage. And on that stage, Paramahansa Mahabhagavata Avadhuta stage, which is also sometimes known as the stage of Nirapeksha Bhakta. Actually, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan Pad in the very beginning of his commentary to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is in Sanskrit language and which is entitled as the Gita Bhushana Bhashya. Gita Bhushana Bhashya means that commentary which adorns being an ornament or being like a jewelry or an ornament which adorns Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That commentary which adorns and thereby enhances the beauty and countenance of Srimad Bhagavad Gita is known as Gita Bhushana Bhashya. So in the introduction or preface to this Gita Bhushana Bhashya, Srila Vandaya Vidyabhushana introduces the idea of threefold practitioners of sadhana bhakti. There are threefold practitioners of devotional service. So, the first type of sadhaka is known as sanishthit sadhaka. The second type of practitioner of devotion is known as parinishthit sadhaka. And the third practitioner of devotion, the third type of practitioner is known as purna nirpeksha sadhaka. So right now, this Python man whom we are talking about, or whom Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about, or whom Lord Vyasa, the compiler of Bhagavatam, is talking about, or whom Sutta Goswami and the Shravana Rishi, they are hearing and listening about, and whom Shukdev Goswami is talking about in front of Maharaj Parikshita, that this Python man who is known as Python man, not because he is Python, literally speaking, not because he is Python, literally speaking, not because he is Ajagar or Python, literally speaking, but because his all propensities, his demeanor, his behavior, his whole nature and his personality is exactly resembling the personality, the demeanor, the behavior and the natural propensity of an Ajagar, of a snake. So because this Brahmana, although being situated within a human body, although being situated in the Homo sapiens species, human beings, Manav Sharir, but because he has Ajagar Vritti, not because he is Ajagar, literally speaking, not because he is Python, but because his all propensities are resembling exactly the propensities and activities of a Python, because he has this Ajagara Vritti within his personality. That is why he is known as Python man. And this Python man or this Brahmana, he has attained the stage of the Uttama Mahabhagavata. And that is why he is on the stage of Paramahansa devotee, and for that reason he is known as Purna Nirpeksha. So, there are three types of devotees. The Sanishthita stage is the preliminary stage, fundamental stage of devotion. And on this fundamental stage of devotion, the sadhaka does not have very firm or staunch conception or very fixed or determined conception that only devotional service has to be done, and those ninefold limbs of devotional service, beginning with hearing, chanting, etc. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnaha, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, Iti Pumsarpita, Vishnau, Bhaktischen, Navalakshana, Kriyate, Bhagavat, Yadhatan, Manye, Vitamuttamam. So, these Bhagavata Dharmas, Bhagavata Dharma means devotional practices. Bhagavata Dharma also is sometimes known as Paramadharma, or the highest type of occupational duty. The highest type of occupational duties are not the Varnashrama duties, or the so-called daily and occasional activities, Nitya Naivitika Karma, or the so-called Karma Kanda, or Kamya Karma, or Sakam Karma, the fruitive activities, or anything else like Jnana, Yoga, etc. No. These are not the Paramadharma. Srimad Bhagavatam is very clear. Savaipam Sam Parodharma Yato Bhakti Radhokshaje Ahaitukiya Pratihata Yayatma Samprasidati. That devotional practice, those devotional practices, which are sometimes ninefold in number, sometimes five in number, sometimes 64 in number. Srila Rupa Goswami, Nectar of Devotion, mentions devotional services in 64 different aspects. And then he says that in Hari Bhakti Vilas, my elder brother and my spiritual master, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad, has actually elaborated and has expanded this devotional service into unlimited, innumerable divisions. But Rupa Goswami says 64 main divisions, then Srimad Bhagavatam condenses it and makes it into 9. Ninefold, Navata Bhakti. And then again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he again condenses or concises these ninefold devotional practices into 5. And then 5 are again put into 3. Hearing, chanting and Shravan and remembrance. Shravan, Kirtan and Smaran. And then these 3 are again made condensed and put into 1, summarized into 1, and that is Kirtanam. Sankirtanam. So this devotional service, this Shuddha Bhakti, this Swarupa Siddha Bhakti, this devotional service in its purest form is actually the Paramadharma, is actually the eternal occupational duty of a living entity, not in a relative sense, but in an ultimate sense. And this devotional service not only satisfies the living entity, Jivatma, but it also satisfies the Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is why Yayatma Samprasidati, that which completely satisfies both the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma can here mean both Paramatma and Jivatma. And both are actually satisfied. Both the Vishayalamban and the Ashrayalamban. Both the shelter of the love and the object of the love, both are satisfied. So, this Paramadharma devotional service is known as Bhagavata Dharma. But, for a Sannishthita Sadhaka, he thinks that I have to continue to perform, Varnashrama duties, I have to continue to perform the Nitya Naivedika Karmas, Sandhya Vandan, Trikalik Snan, three times waving, three times chanting the Brahma Gayatri and the other Vedic mantras to get rid of all the sins and vices, and all these other activities which are not actually part of pure devotion. I have to still continue to perform them. And along with that, I will also perform devotional service. And he thinks that it is very essential to satisfy the fivefold entities by performing Pancha Mahayagya every day, as we were discussing yesterday, because the Vedas recommend them to perform the 5 types of yagyas. For forefathers, Pitri Yagya, for the satisfaction of them. For the satisfaction of demigods, Devatas, Deva Yagya. For the satisfaction of Rishis, Rishi Yagya. For the satisfaction of human beings, Manavas, Nri Yagya, Atithi, Atithi Satkar, and for the satisfaction of all the other living entities found in inferior species, Bhuta Yagya, Bali Vaishwadev, it is also sometimes known as. So, a person thinks that I am indebted to all the different types of entities or supernatural powers found within this universe. I am indebted to the demigods, I am indebted to the forefathers, ancestors, headed by Aryama, I am indebted to different types of ghost spirits, I am indebted to human beings, I am indebted to other animals and birds and beasts of lower species, I am indebted to everyone. And that is why he thinks that by devotional service I cannot get rid of these debts, so in order to get rid of these debts I have to perform these other activities along with side by side devotional service. And he does not realize the real import of the verses like yatha taror mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda bhujo pashakha prano pahara cha yathendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhana vachyate jaha. He does not realize the real import of this verse that Lord Shiva is telling in the 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that yatha taror mula nishechanena, just like one pours or sprinkles water to the root of the tree. And then, that's the proper way. And then, the root of the tree absorbs that water, it sucks that water, and it transports that water to all the different parts of the tree, like twigs, branches, leaves, petals, flowers, fruits, etc. And just like food or victuals or eatables and beverages, they are given to the abdomen, to the stomach, and then they are the energy that comes forth from those eatables. That energy is divided and it is transported to the various limbs and organs and parts of the body. But if vice versa is done, if the root is not given water, if the root of the tree is not given water, and if the abdomen is not given food, is not supplied food, then the result will not come about. The desired result of Krishti, Tushti and Tushti, the desired result, the result that is hankered after, the result of getting energy and thereby making growth, that result is not obtained. So one need not to satisfy all these demigods, forefathers, human beings, rishis, munis and other lower species of animals and beasts by doing the Pancha Mahayagya, if one performs bhakti, if one comes to the level of pure devotion. And then Srimad Bhagavatam is very clear, transparently crystal clear, by saying that Devarshi Bhutaptam Rinam Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanayam Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parihitya Kartam Devarshi Bhutaptam Rinam Pitrinam. Lord Krishna and Uddhava, they are discussing Devarshi Bhutaptam Rinam Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan. For one who has, by all endeavors, by all means, in all aspects, in all ways, one who has surrendered to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. Sarvatmana yaha sharanam sharanyam. Lord is the proper, is the only proper shelter, is the highest shelter available. Lord is the highest shelter available in all the three worlds. He is the only proper person to be called as shelter, to be known as shelter. That is why Sarvatmanayam Sharanam Sharanyam. Sharanam Sharanyam means the Lord who is befitted to be called as a shelter, who is the actual shelter. That is why only He should be called or known as shelter. And unto this actual shelter, one who surrenders Sharanam, through the process of Sharanagati, through the process of surrender, self-surrender, through the process of Atmanivedanam, through the process of Prapatti, one who surrenders, that person who surrenders not only in one way, but in all the ways, Sarvatmana. Atmana means by the self, but Sarvatmana means one who surrenders through all the aspects of the self. What do we mean by that? What we mean is, person who surrenders by surrendering his gross body, person who surrenders by surrendering his five knowledge acquiring, five action performing senses, total 10, Panchigyanendriya, Panchikarmendriya, person who surrenders by submitting the 11th inner sense, mind, mana. Person who surrenders by surrendering intellect, buddhi and mithya ahankar, false ego. Person who surrenders by subtle body and gross body. Person who surrenders not only by subtle body and gross body, but also by causal body, karma sharir. Sthul sharir, gross body. Sukshma sharir, subtle body. And karma sharir is causal body. Causal body means those actions which prompt us, which act as an impetus, which act as stimulator or instigator. And those actions, in order to relish or experience the results of which, we have to enter into different bodies of this material existence. Those actions are known as the stimulators of our revolving, of our revolvement in the different types of species in this material world. So those actions are known as causal body. They are the cause for our revolving in this material world. Why we are revolving? In order to experience the fruits of our actions. Bad or good, vicious or virtuous, pious or impious, good deeds or misdeeds, merits or bad actions performed by us, anything. For those, in order to experience those actions, we have to take on to different bodies. So, Sarvatmanaya Sharanam, Sharanam, Sharanam means one who surrenders not only by subtle body, not only by gross body, but also by causal body. Causal body means one who surrenders all his actions. Because causal body is comprised of, it is constituted of actions. It is made up of actions. It is formed of actions. So one who surrenders his actions, one who surrenders his 11 senses, one who surrenders his mind, intelligence and ego, subtle and gross, everything. And not only that, one who surrenders his own self, Jivatma, the spirit soul, who is different from both the gross body, subtle body and the causal body. One who surrenders one's own self, Jivatma, that person is known as Sarvatmana. And that is why in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the process of surrendering is explained. Actually, Shri Krishna says in the last portion of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam sharanam braja aham tamām sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi mā śocaḥ. And there also in the Brahma Samhita, in the last 5 verses, he says that dharmān santyajya yah sarvān mām bhajet yah sattamah. Dharman santyajya yah sarvam. Sarvam dharman santyajya. One who forsakes, completely forsakes all different types of occupational duties apart from devotional practices. Except for devotional practices. Besides devotional practices. Not devotional practices. They are never to be forsaken. Not in sadhana stage, nor in the sadhya stage. Nor in the stage of practice, nor in the stage of final obtainment or attainment of the goal. They are never to be ceased. Devotional service continues to be accomplished, to be executed by devotee, even after perfection. That is why even Shankaracharya has to accept, even being the propounder of Jnana Marga, monism, impersonalism, even he has to finally accept in one part of his Sharirat Mimamsa Bhashya commentary on Vedanta Sutra. What does he say? He says, Mukta api lilaya vikraham kritva bhagavantam bhajante. Even the liberated souls, by their own voluntary desire, they come out of the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, impersonal Brahman, and Lilaya Vigraham Kritva, they take on a personal form, they take on a Vigraha, Vigraha means personal form, and Bhagavantam Bhajante, and they serve the Lord, they do the bhajan of Bhagwan. Even he has to accept finally. So, Dharmam Santyajyaya Sarvam. One who forsakes all devotional, all other activities except for the devotional activities. The devotional activities are never to be forsaken, as we have just now explained. That person, Narayan is talking, or Shri Krishna of Vrindavan, he is talking to Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita, Dharman Dharman Santyajyaya Sarvam. And Shri Krishna is talking to Arjuna also in the same way in Bhagavad Gita, in the last part of Bhagavad Gita. These similar verses, they appear both in the last part of Bhagavad Gita and Brahma Samhita. Sarva dharman parityajya here in Bhagavad Gita. And there, dharman santyajya sarvan. Same meaning. So, sarva dharman parityajya means forsaking all other practices apart from the devotional practice. So, kāyena vācha manasendriyaiva buddhyātmanāva prakṛtehi svabhāva karomi yadyad sakalam parasmai nārāyaṇāyeti samarpayāmi or nārāyaṇāyeti samarpayetat. This is the verse found in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava is being told this verse by Lord Shri Krishna, the Dwarkadhish Shri Krishna. So, Dwarkadhish Shri Krishna is telling Uddhava that kāyena vācha manasendriyaiva. One who surrenders unto me by his body, by his physical gross body, kaya. Vacha, by the faculty of his speech or by his voice faculty, one who surrenders unto me. Kayena vacha, manasendriya iva. And one who surrenders to me by his mental faculty. That means, one who performs all the actions only for my sake, through the body. Via body or using the body as a medium, sharira madhyamam kharu dharma sadhanam, using the body as a madhyam, as a medium, one who only tries to serve me, one who performs only those actions through the body from which I can get satisfaction. That is what we mean by surrendering the body. And kayena vacha, and one who surrenders his voice faculty unto me. What do we mean by that? We mean that one who not only surrenders the voice faculty, but all those actions which come out in the active stage of voice faculty, that means all different types of conversations, discussions, talkings, question answers, inquiries, whatsoever, which come out, which emanate as the products of voice faculty when the voice faculty is put in its active stage. Vani vrittihi. Vani vritti means the faculty of voice or speech. All those words which are spoken through tongue and through voice box, they are submitted to the Lord. What do we mean by that? What do we mean by the submittance of the voice faculty to the Lord? What we mean is all the words which come out from the voice faculty should be in relation to Shri Krishna. That means the voice faculty can never talk about anything else besides Shri Krishna, His eternal nature, name, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, abode, etc. Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Dham, Parikar, etc. That is what we mean. And that is why Lord Krishna says, Machitta malikada pranaha bodayantaha parasparam kathayantashchamam nityam tashyanti charananti cha. Machitta, those whose hearts have become so immersed, so absorbed in my thoughts, that it is very difficult to differentiate their hearts and minds from my heart and mind. I am the Lord and they are my devotees. Although ontologically we have separate existence, we are not the propounders of monism, Shri Krishna is trying to say, we are propounders of dualism. Ontologically we have a separate existence, but still, because of their complete absorption in me, and because of my complete absorption in them, it is very difficult to differentiate their hearts from me and my hearts from them. Sadhavo hitayam mahyam sadhunam hitayam tuham madanyatte na jananti naham te vyumanagati. Ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Durvasa is being told in the incident of Maharaj Amrish by Lord Narayan that sadhus, the mahatmas, and who are mahatmas? Mahatmanas tu maam partha daivin prakriti maashritaha bhajatyananya manaso gyatva bhutadi mabhyayam. Those who exclusively, steadfastly, without deviating from the path, avya vicharini bhakti, bhakti, bhakti yogi, it is said that bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter. That one who steadfastly serves me and whose devotional service is not flinching, avyabhichari, is not, it's completely stable, it is not unstable. Ananya, it's exclusive, it's all, that devotion is only devoted to me, to no one else besides me. So here Lord Krishna is saying, Machitta Madhata Prana, Sa Mahatmanastu Maam Partha Daivin Prakriti Maashritaha Bhajati Ananya Manaso. One who exclusively thinks of me and only worships me and who has no other goal besides me. Those are Mahatmas, those are divine personalities, high personalities, those are divine beings. Those are Mahapurushas, Mahatmas. Those are great souls. And those Mahatmas or Sadhus is what Shri Krishna is talking about, or Narayana is talking about in front of Durvasa in the incident of Maharaj Amrish. Sadhavo Hridayam Mahyam Sadhunam Hridayam Tvaham. Actually, Sadhunam Hridayam Mahyam. Sadhavo Hridayam Mahyam. My heart are my devotees. And their hearts is me. Because Madanyate na janati, they do not know anyone else besides me, and I don't know anyone else besides them. Madanyate na janati naham tebhyo manatam. So, it has been declared that machittaha means those whose hearts are although ontologically separately existing from my heart, but still in whose hearts they are only thinking about me, and that is why, because they have been completely absorbed in my thoughts, it is very difficult to trace out difference from their hearts and me. And that is why whose hearts and my heart have become combined, machittaha, have united, their hearts have been united with me, machittaha, matkata pranaha, and whose life ends and whose soul has also completely united with me, madgata pranaha, in the sense that they are completely absorbed in me, in love and affection. Madgata pranaha, bodhayantaha parasparam, and then what they do? After submitting their mind and hearts in my thoughts. What they do? They also submit their faculty of voice and speech. Bodhayantah parasparam. And then they mutually converse about me. Dadati prati krihnati guhya mathyati prichati bhunte bhojayate chaipa sharvidam priti lakshanam. Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamritam, 4th verse, that the pure devotees of mine, when they meet together, when they assemble together, when they unite together, what they do? Guhya mathyati prichati. They disclose their own transcendental realizations to other devotees, to other fellows and peers of their own flock. And prichati, they also inquire. Not only they share their realizations, but they also inquire and try to know the realization of other devotees. And this is what Krishna is talking about here. Bodhayantah parasparam. Bodhayantah parasparam means that those who talk about, those who enlighten each other. Bodhayantah means those who enlighten each other by talking about my pastimes and by talking about the influence and glories of my inconceivable potencies. Bodhayantaha parasparam, mutually, parasparam mutually. It does not happen as in the case of a loner. It does not happen all by on one's own, all by itself or all on one's own. It does not happen in lonely type of situation or in a solitary condition. It happens in the group of devotees, parasparam, mutually it happens. Kathayantascha mam nityam, and they also talk about me. Bodhayantaha, they enlighten each other, and they also talk about me. Kathayantascha mam nityam, tushyanti charamanti cha, and they become satisfied in these talks regarding myself. But don't think that they become satisfied, and just like after eating food, one becomes satisfied, and his hunger and thirst gets quenched, and then, if that person is given more extra food, then he does not feel satisfaction, rather he feels dissatisfaction. If a person is sumptuously fed and then a surplus amount of food is continued to supply to him, then he will feel completely like a hell. He will experience a hellish condition. But this is not the case here. This is not what we mean by tushyanti or being satisfied. Lord Krishna says, my devotees, although they become satisfied, although they receive transcendental pleasure by talking about me, it's not that their thirst and hunger gets quenched or satiated or nullified, or it gets dim or it gets faded away. No. It rather increases more and more. Just like the mundane lust also increases more and more. The more you try to satisfy it, the more it increases. As we discussed yesterday in the evening. In the same way, these devotional practices, the enthusiasm and the thirst for discussing the pastimes about the Lord, this thirst also increases the more and more we talk about Him. That is why vayam tu na vikripyam uttama shloka vikrame yachrinamatam rasajnanam svadu svadu pade pade. First canto, Sutta Goswami is telling, actually Shaunaka is telling Sutta Goswami, vayam tu na vikripyam uttama shloka vikrame. By discussing about the glories and pastimes of Uttama Shlok Bhagavan, who is praised by transcendental chosen selected prayers of Purusha Sutta and Brihat Sam, etc., those selected prayers of the Vedas, who is glorified by them, that Uttama Shlok Bhagavan, in hearing his pastimes, we never feel satisfied. Vayam tu na vitrippyam Uttama Shlok Vikrame yachrenavatam rasadhyanam svadu svadu pade pade. Because for those who are rasadhyas, who are rasikas, and actually Srimad Bhagavatam should be discussed only in the company of the rasikas. That is why Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srimad Bhagavata Arthanam Aswada Rasikai Hai Saha Sajati Yashaye Snigdhe Sadhu Sangha Swato Vare. In that Sadhu Sangha, in that association of devotees who are higher than me, who are higher than us, and who are favorable to us, snigdha, and who are in the same mood and same, who have the same worshipable deity as we do, and who are in the same mood as we are in. Sajatiya shaye snigdhe sadhu sangha svato vare. Those rasikas, those knowers of devotional mellows, they should assemble together and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So here,
we are talking about machitta madgata prana bodhayantaha prasam vayantuna vitripyamattama shloka vikrame yachrinatam rasajnanam swadu swadu pade pade. Those rasikas, those rasajyas, those who know the real transcendental mellows and those who taste those transcendental mellows which are found within every shloka, every word, every syllable of Bhagavatam. What they do? They never get satisfied. But on every step, their hunger increases more and more. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also telling in the first verse of Shikshashtakam. Anandamudhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrata swadhanam. Yes, same thing. So, na tushyanti cha ramanti cha. It is not that they get satisfied just like upon eating surplus amount of food, one does not want to eat more. Upon hearing and chanting Lord's names and pastimes, then one does not want to after some limit or after some stage, one does not want to hear more and chant more. No. That's not the result of bhakti. Rather, that's the sign. If that happens, that's the emblem, that's the symbol, that is the indication mark. That is the notion which indicates that we are not progressing in devotional path, rather we are being put into degraded conditions, rather we are falling down. No. That is why it is said that vayam yachyamatam rasajnanam swadu swadu pade pade. If one practices devotional service, then his ruchi, his enthusiasm and his eagerness also increases side by side. So tushyanti, he does not get satisfied and then stops the process of bhakti. No, he continues the process of bhakti even after being satisfied. And that is why ramanticha means he continues to receive pleasure. Ramanti means one who experiences pleasure, one who enjoys. Ramanti means one who continues. Ramanti is in present tense. And tushyanti is also in present tense. Tushyanti means those who are being satisfied. But along with being satisfied, those who are also experiencing pleasure at the same time. So although they are satisfied, because they are receiving more and more pleasure, their satisfaction also continues. It's not that their satisfaction means, so they are getting more and more pleasure, so they are not ceasing the devotional practice. Whereas in the material world, once you become satisfied, those eatables, they do not give you more pleasure after that. But here, devotional services, they satisfy that practitioner and they also appear as more and more pleasing, ramanticha. And that is why, after the satisfaction, the devotional practices are not ceased, but rather they are continued by the devotee. Tushyanticha ramanticha, that is the important. So, that is the proper use of the voice faculty, vacho vedham. First verse of Upadeshamritam. That is the proper use of voice faculty. Kayena vacha manasendriya iva buddhyatmanava prakritih swabhavah. One submits his voice faculty, his mental faculty, his physical faculty and his swabhava, his nature and his atma, his soul. And that is what you mean by full self-surrender. So sanishtita sadhaka does not have this idea. Sanishtita sadhaka thinks that, I have to perform along with devotional practices all the other things. Even the Lord Shri Krishna tells, na sadayati mam yogo jnanam karmam cha uddhava na svadhyaya stamastyago yatha bhaktir mamorjita, that I am obtained by devotional service. I am only obtained through devotional service. I am not obtained or attained through other means like jnana marg, karma marg, varnashram dharma, sakam karma, nishkam karma, yoga, etc. or the study of the Vedas. Na sadayati mam yogo jnanam dharmam cha uddhava swana swadhyaya stapastyago. I am not attained by renunciation, dry renunciation, tyaga. I am not attained by non-devotional austerities, tapasya. I am not attained by just by the study of Vedas, swadhyaya. I am not attained by just by the mere performance of varnashram dharma. I have not attained only by jnana marg. I am not obtained by the eightfold yoga system, ashtang yoga. Nasadayati mam yogo jnanam dharmam cha uttava na svadhyaya tapah tyago yatha bhaktir mamorjita. I am only obtained by bhakti. Then he says in Bhagavatam, bhaktyaham ekaya grahyah. I am only attained by bhakti, by no other means. I am attained only by bhakti. Ekaya bhaktya aham grahyah. By single devotion I am obtained, by no other means. So like this, bhaktya mam abhijanati avanyaschasmi tattvatah tatomam tattvatah gyatva vishate tadanantaram.
Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter 55th verse that only through devotional service I am known in full. In reality I am known. By no other means, by no other path. So, but the Sanishtita Sadhaka thinks that no, no, other paths are also required. And that is why he is not fully Jnana Karmadi Anapritam. Rupa Goswami, while mentioning the real definition of the pure devotional service, he says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anya Vilashita Ashamyam Jnana Karmadi Anapritam Anukuliyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rattama. But Jnana Karmadi Anapritam, Sanishthita Sadhaka is not fully situated on the platform of Jnana Karma Jnanamritam. He thinks that Jnana and Karma are still necessary. And that is why his faith, his Shraddha is not firmly fixed up in devotional service. And that Shraddha is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clear. Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sudrid Nishchay. Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarvakarma Kritahai. By performing Krishna Bhakti, all other activities are done. No need to separately satisfy the forefathers, demigods and all these other beings. And Bhagavatam says, one who has fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord, he is relieved from Deva-rina. Deva-rina means obligation to the demigods. He is fully relieved from Rishi-rina, obligation to the sages. Deva-rishi-bhutapta. He is fully relieved from the Bhuta-rina, the obligation to other lower species, Bhuta, the third obligation. He is fully relieved of Aptandrinam, the obligation of human beings. And he is fully relieved of the fifth type of obligation, Pitri-rina, the obligation to the forefathers. One who is fully surrendered unto the Lord, he has no other furthermore duty, additional duty to do or to perform. Devarshi Bhutaptam Renam Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Renicharajan. O King, he does not remain servant of any demigod, of any forefather, of any sage, of any whosoever, whatsoever. He is fully relieved of all the obligations to all the beings of this universe. One who surrenders fully to the Lord. But this person, Sanishthita Sadhak, does not have this same idea. He thinks the other things are also necessary with devotional services. And that is why Sanishtha means one who has nishtha, not only in devotion, also in something else along with devotion. Gyan karmadi sahit yasya nishtha sahasa nishthita sadhaka. One whose nishtha or faith is in other things also along with devotional service, he is known as sanishthita sadhaka. One whose faith is not solely dedicated to devotion. One whose faith is dedicated to other things along with devotion. So, sa means along with. And nishtha means faith. Whose faith is along with other things. Sa nishthita sadhak. And he does not have proper shraddha. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudrid nishchay Krishna bhakti kaila sarvakarma kritahai. That by performing Krishna bhakti, all the activities will be done. I don't need to perform these activities separately. But he does not have this drid vishwas, this firm faith. And that is why he is Sanishthita Sadhak. Then comes Parinishthita. Parinishthita continues to perform the so-called Nitya Naimittika Karma, the so-called daily occasional activities, the so-called Varnashrama Dharma, prescribed duties of Varnashrama Dharma. He continues to perform so-called charity dan, so-called yajna sacrifice, so-called vrata vows, so-called austerities tapasyas, so-called penances and so-called yajnas and sacrifices. But he does not have faith in these things. He only has faith in devotional service. He thinks that for me, only devotional service is required, but in order to set an example for those who are not eligible to enter into bhakti, who have to be on the path of karma, so that their faith in their path may not be deviated, the pure devotee, knowing the reality, also outwardly, externally performs, superfluously performs these different types of nitya naimittika karmas, etc. Because Lord Krishna says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? He says that Joshiyat Sarva Karmani Vidvan Yuktaha Samacharan. That one should not make the faith of a karmi who is performing nishkam or sakam karma. One should not deviate the faith of a karmi. One should not mobilize the faith of a karmi from his sakam karma or from his nishkam karma. Because right now he is on the stage
to not enter into devotion. He is on the stage to stay there on the karma marg. And that is why his faith should not be deviated. This is what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter. And that is why Parinishchita Sadhaka knows what is the reality. He has no faith in Jnana Karma etc. But he still outwardly performs the activities of Jnana Karma and Varnashrama Dharma. Just in order to set an example for the karmis how they should do their prescribed duties. That is known as Parinishchita by Balde Vidya Bhushan. Just for the purpose of Loka Sangraha. Loka Sangraha Mevapi. Shloka in Bhagavad Gita. He is not required to do all these things, but he still does it for setting an example. Loka Sangraha Mevapi. And then comes Purna Nirpeksha Sadhak. Purna Nirpeksha means one who does not even care for setting an example for the karmis, nishkam karma yogis, sakam karmis or jnanis. He thinks, my only ambition is to perform devotional services. What I have to do with setting an example for the other common populace? Let me do what I have chosen to be the best of all the paths without indulging in inferior activities. So he only performs the ninefold activities of devotional service and nothing else. And he is known as Purna Nirpeksha. Purna Nirpeksha means he is beyond the rules and regulations of Karma Marg, the rules and regulations of Jnana Marg, and he also goes beyond the rules and regulations of Bhakti Marg after some time. And that is why Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyaya Na Bujhaya, that by common devotees or by other jnanis, karmis and yogis, the external activities and the mental thoughts of a very superior advanced Vaishnava are not understood, rather they are misinterpreted. Because those devotees have naturally acquired a position that they have been transcendental. They are now transcendental to the vidhis and nishedas, prohibitions and regulations. So whatever they do sometimes is not fully understood by us, just like Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, who was the Shiksha Guru of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the Diksha Guru of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Both of them were Paramhansas. All the six Goswamis, they were Paramhansas. So here the Python man, he is actually in this Paramhansa Avadhuta stage. And this Avadhuta stage is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita by various different terminologies according to different contexts. In the second chapter, this Avadhuta stage, is this Paramhansa stage, is known as Sthita Pragya. Sthita Pragya. You know, Arjuna asks the question, Sthita Pragyasya ka abhasha kimasita prajeta kim. How does a person whose intelligence is firmly fixed up, who is Sthita Pragya, how does he act? How does he talk? How does he sit? How does he stand? How does he walk? How does he do all his other things? And then Lord says in the second chapter, answering this question, Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sansha pashyato munehe. For the embodied common conditioned living entities, it is what is the night time is the daytime for an enlightened soul or Paramhansa. Or what is the daytime, and that which is the daytime for an enlightened Paramhansa soul, that is the nighttime for the other living entities, the conditioned souls. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Then the same Sthita Pragya condition is also known as the Brahmabhuta stage in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Brahmabhutaha prasannatma nashochati nakanshati samahasaraneshu bhuteshu madhaktim labate param. That Brahmabhuta, one who has attained this stage of this Brahmabhuta, he never hankers or desires any material object. He never laments about any lost possession. He never hankers about any possession that he currently does not have. Na shochati na kamshati. He always stays prasanna, satisfied. And who can be actually prasanna? Not jnani, karmi or yogi, only bhakta. Because even jnani and yogis, they are also infested with some desires. Their personal desires for their personal satisfaction in the form of liberation and eight mystic powers. So they are also not fully stable or peaceful. The fully peaceful are the pure devotees of the Lord who have one desire, but that desire is not for their sake, it is for the sake of the Lord. And that is why they are not disturbed by this desire, like the jnani, karmis and yogis. They have the desire of only satisfying the Lord, unlike the karmis and jnanis, who have desires of enjoyment and sense and liberation for their own sake. When one's personal idea comes, then everything starts. Then whole instability and of the peacefulness of the mind starts. The whole tranquility and equilibrium of the mind gets lost. And that is why we say, Jnani Karmi Yogi, Sakali Ashant, Ekamatra Shri Krishna, Bhakta Shanta. It is said in Chaitanya-charitamrita, Ekamatra Krishna Bhakta Shanta, Jnani Karmi Yogi, Sakali Ashant. All Jnani Karmi Yogis, they are all not peaceful. Only the Bhakta is the only peaceful person. And that is why this Brahmabhuta stage means prasannatma, means one who is in a very peaceful stage, one who is a devotee, nashochati nakamshati samah sarveshu bhuteshu, and one who sees all living entities, animate or inanimate, all objects of this world, animate, inanimate, sentient or insentient, moving or immoving, all items he sees with an equal vision. Vidyavinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chai pashvapake cha panditaha samadarshinaha. One who is a real pandita, one who is real mahabhagavata, uttam devotee, uttam mahabhagavata. Because Krishna mentions the characteristics of the parinishthita bhakta or the exalted devotee, the paramhansa devotee in Bhagavatam by saying, sarvabhuteshu yaha pashyed bhagavad bhavamatmanah bhutani bhagavatyatman yesha bhagavata uttamah. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says that pure devotee of mine who sees all the living entities with an equal vision and thinks that they are all my devotees. He never segregates between who are non-devotees, who are devotees, who are karmis, jnanis and yogis. He thinks every living entity is by his constitutional position servant of the Lord, so he makes no segregation at all. He sees everyone with an equal vision. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini. He says he sees an elephant, a monk, sannyasi, a brahmana, a cow or a dog and a dog eater, all with an equal vision. That is Brahmabhuta stage. And that is what we here mean by the Purna Nirpeksha, the Paramhansa stage, the stage of Brahmabhuta, the stage of Sthita Pragya, the stage of Parinishthita Sadhaka, and that is the stage that this python man is currently on. This python man, this Ajagar. Uttam Mahabhagavata stage. And this python man, actually, now there are two types of interpretations here. He considers that all of that which I am experiencing right now, different situations that I am experiencing, and he's describing these different situations here. He says, kwachit alpam kwachit bhuri, sometimes I eat a very small quantity, sometimes a great, sometimes the food is palatable, sometimes it is stale, sometimes it is offered with respect, sometimes it is given, oh beggar, just go away, like this, neglectfully. Sometimes I eat during the day and sometimes at night, thus I eat what is easily available. So sometimes I lie on the surface of the earth, etc. So all these different situations, variety of situations that he's put into, these manifold situations, multifarious situations that he's put into, he considers them to be the result of his own karma. But now here the question arises. If a pure devotee, what to speak of a Shuddha Bhakta or pure devotee, even for a Jnani? Actually, for Jnani, Prarabdha still remains. Only the Aprarabdha gets lost. Only the Aprarabdha type of phala, karma phala. Karma phala means fruits of activities that we have performed. So fruits, now the fruits of actions are two types, Prarabdha and Aprarabdha. Aprarabdha phala and Prarabdha phala. Because the Vishnu Purana is saying, and this verse is quoted in Bhaktivinoda Sindhu by Jiva Goswami, aprarabdham phalam papam kutam vijan phalam mukham kramena eva praliyante vishnu bhaktirata atmanam. For those who are engaged in pure devotion to Lord Vishnu, for them, in a chronological sequential order, the prarabdha, the kut and the bij, these four types of karmic reactions and results of activities, they get nullified. But for Jnani, all the kut, bij and aprarabdha get nullified, but the prarabdha still does not get nullified. Even the Jnanamarg, even the Shankaracharya accepts this, that in the Jnanamarg, in the path of impersonal liberation, that Jnanamarg, prarabdha phala still remains. That means, whatever fruits of activities that he has to experience in this life, he will have to suffer, no matter how much advanced that Jnani is. Only the aprarabdha, or those fruits of actions which are to be enjoyed or experienced in next lives, future lives, only those aprarabdha fruits are destroyed.
Now he will not experience the prarabdha fruit in next life. But in this life, what is destined for him to enjoy, that he will have to enjoy. This is for the jnani. But for a devotee, even the prarabdha phal gets destroyed. So, now here the python man, he is very controversial actually. Because the python man sometimes takes onto the position of a jnani and sometimes takes onto the position of a parinishthita mahabhagavat devotee. So when he assumes the position of a jnani, he says that all this what I am experiencing is due to my karmic reactions. Because it is true, for a jnani, he has to still suffer the results of prarabdha. So, in the context of jnani, whatever this python man is talking is right. But in context of a pure devotee, even prarabdha full pure devotee does not have to undergo. This is the whole point Rupa Goswami is making in the very beginning of Bhakti Asamrita Sindhu, while explaining Klesha Ni, that devotional service destroys all types of kleshas. So, according to the devotee's concept, he thinks that whatever situation I put into is not due to my karma phal, is not due to my fruits of my actions, previously performed actions. No. Whatever situation I am put into has nothing to do with the karma. Because I have already taken onto the path of bhakti, and bhakti is so superior that it does not leave any room or space for karma to enter within its jurisdiction, within its area. So, whatever situation I am put into, I am being directly controlled by the Lord. Yogakshemam Vahamyaham, Bhagavad Gita. I am being directly controlled by the Lord and by His internal potency. Daivi Prakriti Mashritaha. I am directly under the shelter of Krishna's internal potency. Maya potency and the karma, which is one form of Maya, external potency, cannot affect me. Whatever situation I am put into is by the desire and by the will of the Lord, actually. And that is why one of the six types of sharanagatis or surrender, one of the six limbs of surrender, which are mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas. What is that? Rakshityatiti Vishwaso. Anukulyena Sankalpam Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshityatiti Vishwaso Guptritve Varanandatha. Devotee thinks that I am fully protected by the Lord in all time, place and circumstance. Rakshityatiti, He will always protect me, both materially and spiritually. Rakshityatiti Vishwaso. And what second idea he has? Pure devotee. Goktritve varanam tatha. He thinks that Shri Krishna is the only maintainer and sustainer of myself. I have no other maintainer. So whatever situation I am put into, because Krishna is my maintainer, because he is in charge, he is the one who desires that I should be put into certain situation. And that is why these things are not due to my karmic reactions. These things are due to Krishna's sweet will. So, but even those karmic reactions that the living entity enjoys in this material world, sometimes living entity undergoes these situations due to these karmic reactions, like a jnani. If jnani undergoes these types of harsh conditions and situations, then it means that he is suffering his prarabdha phal. But even for a jnani who is suffering his prarabdha phal, it is Lord Narayan or Lord Vishnu, a super soul, he is the one who makes even jnani experiences prarabdha phal. Without the sweet will of the super soul Paramatma, Shirodakshai Vishnu, even a jnani cannot enjoy, what to speak of a jnani, any living entity, any conditioned living entity cannot enjoy the fruits of his actions just by performing actions. One cannot say, now I have performed action, I will automatically enjoy the fruit of that action. As long as Lord does not give the fruit of that action, he cannot enjoy the fruit of that action. If you perform a murder, You will still not suffer the reaction of that misdeed until and unless Lord Krishna gives you suffering. Because karma by themselves are dead things. They are inert. Karma or material activity is an unconscious activity. How can unconscious material activity remember that after so and so and so years, after these many years, I have to give the result to this person? How can karma remember all these things? Karma is an activity which is completely unconscious, dead activity. Karma or action cannot remember anything. Action is an abstract thing.
So it is Paramatma who is always present with the Super Soul, who is eternally existing, coexisting with the Super Soul. He is the one who remembers, being the witness, being the Sakshi. He is the one who remembers all the activities of the living entity performed. And after the action is performed, after many lifetimes, it is Paramatma who gives the results of those actions to the living entity. And that is why living entity who suffers his prarabdha phal, even he experiences his prarabdha phal by the sweet will of the Lord. It is the Lord who arranges everything. Karma cannot give the result by itself. Lord has to give the result. So that is why it has been described. So this is the point that Srila Prabhupada is trying to make here in the purport also. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesh arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yatra arunani maya. It is the Lord who makes the living entities mount on the chariot or on the machine in the form of these material bodies. Living entity is the driver in the car. This is what Prabhupada has explained while commenting on the verse Ishvara sarva bhutanam in Bhagavad Gita. Living entity is like a driver in the car. Or like a driver in the chariot. Not like a driver, the person who is seated on the chariot. And chariot is the material body. And Krishna is the one, through his external potency, he is the one who makes living entities mount on different bodies, mount on different chariots, mount in different bodies, according to their previous actions. And then he is the one who makes them suffer good or bad results of their previous actions. This is what we mean by Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. And also in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad it is stated, Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakhaya Samanam Vriksham Parishasvajate Tayoranya Pippalam Svatvatyana Ashman Noya Vicharakashinti. There are two birds on a tree. Tree is like a bird here. Shvetashvatara Upanishad says there are two birds. One is living entity, another is super soul. Living entity is eating the fruits of that tree. And super soul is witnessing everything. And the same thing has been explained also in Shrimad. Also in Shvetashvatara Upanishad, in some other place, it is said, Eko Devaha Sarva Bhuteshu Gunaha Sarva Vyapi Sarva Bhutantaratma Karmadhyakshaha Sarva Bhutadivasaha Sakshi Cheta Kevalo Nirgunascha. There is only one Deva, means Supreme Lord, Vishnu, who is present in a hidden way in all the living entities. Sarva Bhuteshu Gunaha Sarva Vyapi, he is omnipresent. Sarva Bhutantaratma, he is inside all the living entity. Karma Adhyaksha, he is the superintendent of all the actions performed by the living entities. Sarva Bhutadivasaha Sakshi, he is the witness. Cheta Kevalo Nirgunascha. So, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Maktah Sindhuni Smriti Jnana Mapohanam Cha Krishna said in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that I am the one who is present in all the living entities' hearts. So yes, this is the point that Srila Prabhupada is also trying to make here in the purport. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, any questions, Sean? Okay, Hare Krishna. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu told me that you can continue up to 9. So we have just been 5 minutes more after 9, not so late. Hare Krishna. So actually, tomorrow also I am giving the class in the morning here. And also tonight, and also, today is Friday, right? And also tomorrow night. So. Yeah, tomorrow night is 5:30 to 7. Because, you know, everyone is going to in the Sankirtan after that, outside. So 5:30 to 7, that's tomorrow's time. Hare Krishna. Bolo Shri Shri Rama Kala Chandji Bhagavan ki, Shri Mad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande Hari Go.
For prarabdha, karma, when one becomes a pure devotee, he still has his body, eyes, may have, you know, teeth or something.
You know, Srila Jiva Goswami, he explains while commenting on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that when devotee takes initiation from his spiritual master, from a pure devotee, on that instant, immediately his body becomes transformed into spiritual body.
And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing in Chaitanya Charitamritam to Sanatana Goswami, that Jai Kale Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan, Sei Kale Krishna Kare Tar Atma Sam. As soon as devotee, you know, submits his body, mind, speech and his soul to the spiritual master and Krishna at the time of initiation, from that time on, Krishna instantly makes the body of that disciple or that devotee completely transcendental, and all his senses completely spiritualized. So, now if this is the case, then how it is possible that, as you are saying, that the body is actually a product of prarabdha? So the thing is, Jiva Goswami explains, commenting on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this body, if this body is destroyed, then one will not be able to perform sadhana bhakti. And that is why, although the prarabdha is destroyed, and the body should have become destroyed, because the prarabdha is destroyed, as soon as one enters into sadhana bhakti, at the time of diksha, the prarabdha is also destroyed. So prarabdha is destroyed, so the body should also have been destroyed. But actually the prarabdha is destroyed. That is what Jiva Goswami says. Even that prarabdha which gives this body, even that prarabdha is destroyed. But then how does the body stay? If the prarabdha gets destroyed, then how does the body continues to stay for a devotee? So Jiva Goswami says, it is the internal potency of the Lord which makes the body stay, even though the prarabdha related to that body has been already destroyed. Yeah. These are all subtle secrets, intricacies.
Intricacies.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yeah. Even though the prarabdha relating to this material body has been destroyed, still the material body stays just by the desire of the internal potency.
How is the Lord so merciful to the...
That is why. That is why we see that, you know, for a devotee there is no such thing like karma. Only this karma thing applies when devotee performs offenses. When he starts performing offenses, then karma and the karmic reactions, they start touching him. Otherwise not. Not in an offenseless stage.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare
Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes.